Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Happy Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, check out all the great videos and photos and stuff that I post. Very cool. All righty. It is the second Sunday of the month. That's our healing show. That means Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. We're taking your phone calls, and together they're working with you and your animal friends to balance behavior, emotional, physical stuff. And I always forget to tell you, if you are in a human suit and you're listening, but you're not calling in, whenever Linda does a session with one of us human animals, if you're just at home listening, you're not driving like Stacy was then, you can get a surrogate healing if you follow the instructions she's giving the caller related to you and just do what she's saying. And it makes a huge difference, and you can get a surrogate healing. So remember that. We left you at the end of last hour in the middle of a conversation with one of my recent clients, just saw him last week, and that is Charlene. And we are talking about her dog Rover, who is a Wheaton poodle mix, 4 years old, was a rescue at 2. One of these, you know, I'm getting in a batch of the most horrendous cases I've ever seen. And Charlene, I saw you guys, I think, I don't know, last week sometime. And then the session I did out, then I did another one on Saturday, even a worse case, only it was in a Frenchie suit. But
oh, no.
yeah, worse. I mean, so I'm getting these really crazy cases. And, you know, back in, I saw the most aggressive situations like I saw with Rover back in the 80s and 90s. And back then, it used to be the only option we had for saving these dogs was board and train with the academy, because they're the only ones that could work with these dogs and truly turn them around. Then we were able to test and treat the Pleckner imbalance, and that saved a whole lot more of them, along with good behavior modification. But we don't have a vet on this side of the mountains that can treat it. So now I'm kind of left with the tools in my toolbox, everything I've learned and gained. And of course, Dr. Nels and Linda are part of that. But as you can hear from talking with Charlene, it's just been, what has it been, a week and a half or something? A week since I've seen you?
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some serious improvement going on, and we've had no more attacks in the middle of the night, right?
Right, none. Not one.
Hey.
Yeah. The jolly routine worked. It really helped.
Well, and see, that's one of the biggest tools I learned in dealing with these horrendously aggressive dogs, the flash aggressors. A lot of times it's considered, it used to be called rage syndrome, and never understand. But what I learned was that you can't train this out of them. You can't beat it out of them. You can't do any, none of the, nothing worked. But straight behavior mod works really well. So that's why they're doing jolly routines. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to clarify with you, Charlene, you know, the day after when you're up and he shot into Scott's room and jumped up on the bed, and then you went to get him off and he growled a little bit. I know he did respond to you and didn't go any further, and that was good. But that's what the jolly routine is for. And it's if so the ideal way to handle it, if he starts to flare up, is instead of correcting it, you trigger out with the jolly routine.
Okay.
And that's the best way to trigger out. And it also, the interesting thing is when you handle it strictly behavior mod this way and trigger out, the episodes become less and less, and then less severe when they happen. It's really quite amazing. And so, but I got all of that. And then Dr. Nels and Linda came into the picture, and that's made a huge difference. So Dr. Nels, I know you started to work on Rover. Were you able to complete the work on Rover?
Yes.
So what'd you find?
Yeah, I went through the whole break, missed the love train, but oh well, I'll catch the next one.
Yep.
Anyway, Rover really needed a lot of balancing. He's really unbalanced. And I was picking up that a lot of what is happening appears to be just plain old discomfort in his body. An animal that's uncomfortable physically in their body, they almost feel like they're under attack because of what their body's doing. And so they're halfway out the door of being triggered into some kind of fight or flight response already because of how their body feels to them. And the fight or flight response is involved at a very core level. You know, something happened that got him stuck there. But then the physical feeling that's there all the time is keeping them in a really hyper state, you know, right on the very edge of going off. So jolly routines are great because it's very, you know, it distracts them in a very good way. So I love that. And then I was working on rebalancing the system so that he can start to feel more comfortable.
Well, and Charlene, wasn't he real itchy?
Yeah, actually,
Isn't he on Apoquil for the itchy?
I actually took him off that too. Both.
Well, because I helped him explain. Apoquil. You know, Apoquil is what is a drug that's used to stop obsessive itching in dogs.
Yeah,
and I didn't like it when it came out. We didn't like it when we tested. I was back working in veterinary medicine when Apoquil came out and was first available. But I've always said it doesn't cure the problem. It just suppresses the symptoms. And so I come from a point of I don't want to suppress the symptoms. I want to cure the problem. But
right.
So being he was itchy enough, Dr. Nils, constantly that the vet put him on Apoquil. That did seem to help him. Now we're working with the food stuff and all of that, see if we can't find an answer. But this poor dog was being drugged and all that stuff, but just that alone could make him uncomfortable in his body.
Well, definitely. Yeah. And here's a little embryonic connection between skin and nerve system.
Oh.
In an embryo, there is a thing called the ectoderm, the outer layer, the mesoderm, mm-hmm. the middle layer, and the endoderm, which is the inside layer.
Yeah.
Well, the ectoderm gives rise to, in the fully developed body, the skin, the alimentary canal, which is really the skin too, and the nerve system. That's all in the ectoderm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there's an intimate connection in the development of all our bodies in that way that our skin and nerve system are so intimately connected. And so this work that I'm doing helps to balance the nerve system, and frequently it does help with the itching.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's
all right.
Good.
Excellent. So the good news is, Charlene, is that Rover needed major work. So that is actually the best news we could have heard.
I should say he probably could use some more too.
Well, I was just going to say that, and I think I probably told Charlene and Scott this, but I may not have, in that if they're like it's an extreme fear or something and there's an acute situation that happens that causes the fear, often one neuroenergetic balancing session and a reset of the nervous system is enough to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's been going on for a lifetime and a lot of stuff piling on, which certainly in Rover's history, it can take more than one treatment. So is your sense, Dr. Nils, that Rover's going to need more than just one session to get completely balanced?
I would be very surprised, actually, if he didn't. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So just, Charlene, you want to keep that in mind.
Okay.
And bare minimum, you can call in the second Sunday of every month to get a tune-up. And that doesn't cost you. But you also, and I think I recommended to Charlene and Scott, but I don't remember if it was you because I do it all the time. But I tell you that if you join Dr. Nils' membership group for $10, you can do the free Zoom classes. Did I tell you about that?
Okay. Yes. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Because don't you, you've got, because do you think it would be helpful for Charlene to learn how to do the Rasmussen reset on Rover?
Absolutely. Everybody who I ever do a program with where they're actually paying me to work with them and help their animal in some way, part of the program is they get the Rasmussen reset video course. And of course, as members, they can come and do the workshop where I actually can sort of check them out visually on Zoom to see that they're doing it right. So that's coming up this Wednesday evening at 7. So if you want to be involved in that, you need to contact me through the website and I'll send you the information to become a member so you can get going on that and be a part of the workshop if you want.
Okay, all right. Did you get all that, Charlene?
What is your website? What is it called?
It's healingministryforanimals.com.
Healing.
And you should have a card that I left you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And the website's on that card.
Okay. Great.
And it's one of his new cards that has his new phone number on it. So,
oh, great.
I mean,
thank
I actually
you.
Had them in my brief. I remember to put them in my briefcase, Dr. Nils.
Yep,
so she got a
I
new card.
Them.
Yep. So you just go to that website, click on the contact link, remind him who you are, and he'll get you signed up for the group, and then you can join the class if you want to.
Okay.
All right. Now, Charlene, are you okay with Linda doing a session for you?
Oh, absolutely. That'd be great.
All right. So Linda's going to take over. You're in charge with Charlene.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So, Charlene, I am going to invite you to just think of something that is on your mind a lot.
Okay, that's easy.
All right, so just focus on that. Notice how you feel when you think about it.
Okay.
Okay, and then set that aside. And the first thing I'm going to have you focus on is the feeling of shame. And so just focused on shame, and we're going to replace that. And we're replacing shame with the feeling of dominating. And we're going to replace that. And we are replacing dominating with the feeling of inspired. So now you're focused on inspired.
Inspired. Okay.
Inspired and the number four are the two things to hold in your mind. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the left side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing in and out, just very long, slow inhales and exhales as you think inspired four with your closed eyes looking at the left side of your forehead.
But Charlene, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the left side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking inspired, four, inspired, four, inspired, four.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Charlene, and then with your eyes open, look down toward the earth and then let your head rise. And then just go back to what you think about a lot. And that is complete. Let me find an affirmation for you.
Okay.
Okay, so the affirmation is I embrace the feeling of inspired. So this is about really allowing yourself to feel the feeling of inspired. So you're going to want to say this affirmation multiple times, really focusing on your own body while you think it, and doing it frequently, like 3 times in a row, and then the next time, 3 times in a row, multiple times today and tomorrow and the next day. That's the most potent time to put this energy into the field with this affirmation.
Okay.
Wonderful. Now, is Scott around? Does Scott want a session, Charlene?
Yeah, here he is right here. He would love it. Here he is. He's right here.
Okay. And Scott's the one that got attacked and all that stuff. And is having a, but he still gets along with Rover most of the time. Hey, Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good to hear your voice. You've been kind of following along what we've been doing?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm going to turn you over to Linda, okay?
Okay.
All right, Linda, you're in charge with Scott.
All right. Hello, Scott.
Hi,
I'm going
Linda.
to have you just think of a beautiful blue sky. So, just in your mind, just thinking the sky is blue. The sky is blue. And then I'm going to have you bring a person. You can set that aside and bring a person who has been on your mind a lot lately. And if there's more than one, just select a person to focus on. Does someone come to mind?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so focusing on that person and then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on the feeling of grief. And we're going to replace grief with the feeling of tranquility. So now instead of grief, you're going to focus on tranquility. Tranquility and the number two are the two things in your thoughts. Tranquility, too. Your eyes are closed and looking down, so just rolling your closed eyes down and doing some very slow, deep breathing in and out. Just long, slow inhale, long, slow exhale. Just keep breathing that way, thinking tranquility, too. Your closed eyes are looking down.
All right, Scott, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes down. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking tranquility, two. Tranquility, two. Tranquility, two.
Perfect. Breathe normally. With your eyes open, just looking down toward the earth and then letting your head rise. And then bringing that person back into your thoughts. And that is complete.
Thank you.
And oh, you're welcome. And to keep this energy in your awareness, I'd like you to use this affirmation. I embrace the feeling of tranquility. And just let yourself think that as often as you can, today, tomorrow, and the next day. And every time you think it, allow yourself to actually feel tranquility in your body.
All right. So, Charlene and Scott, are you guys good?
We're good.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for being with us today. And I really want an update. Give me a call this weekend, to let me know what's going on, especially if you got questions or stuff we need to handle off the air. Let me know. But let me know if you notice any changes with Rover. And also, Charlene, you're going to contact Dr. Nels through his website about learning how to do the reset, okay? And joining the group. All righty. God bless you guys. And happy Mother's Day, Charlene.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. We have got to catch up here. David's being patient with us and wasn't stomping around, but he'll get to that if we... I didn't tell him that Nathan has stomping around button he could push, but... Anyway, no, don't you go pushing that button. We're going to take care of our advertisers now before he gets to the button. So stay right where you are, and then where are we going? We're going to Sue and Bothell right after we take care of our advertisers. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan, inviting you to join me on Talk Cosmos Sunday, May 25 at 1 p.m. Pacific with the panel Archetypal Symbols about the Gemini New Moon, instigating refocused connections using the new dynamics of Saturn and Aries, closely joining Neptune and Aries, evolving a higher consciousness, advocating autonomy, accountability. So come journey with us, Talk Cosmos Sunday, May 25, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, that would be us. I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning on Mother's Day with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And it's the second Sunday of the month, our healing show. Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. And we heard from next week's guest during the break, and that's Natasha Venter. She's our communicator and medium and personal awareness coach and does private readings. She'll be with us next week. And so you can call in with behavior training and healing questions for me or for a private reading with Natasha or to talk to your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. And I want to check on Theo next week. So anyway, hope you will join us here and check out Natasha at intuitiveclarifications.com. Her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter, the letters I and C, and she does her regular podcast on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. So check that out. Or you can give her a call if you want a private session, 360-770-7486. Alrighty then. Let's see. Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. We're going back to the phones and we're headed to Bothell. And Sue, welcome back to Animal World. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you too.
Thank you.
How are Zoe and Jody Joy today?
They're okay. They need a tune-up, and I'm going to be taking a mini vacation this week and for 3 days and two nights, and I've never been apart from them during overnight.
Oh, wow. So, and how old are they now?
11 and 12.
Wow, and you've never been away from them overnight.
Right.
Okay, now first thing we're going to start with, Diane, do you remember what Aunt Martha always says? Thought directs energy. Energy follows thought, and thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So if you go on this vacation thinking, oh, God, I've never been away from my kids overnight, and they're going to have a horrible time and awful, that's what you'll create, okay?
Right.
So you want to explain to them how excited you are that you get to go on vacation for the first time in 12 years. They want you to be happy. Tell them it's for Mother's Day or something. Tell them it's their gift to you. Or what?
That's a good idea.
And tell them where you're going. And you can't say I'm gone for 3 days. You talk to them in lights and darks. I'm going to be, we'll do this, and then we're going to sleep overnight, and then we'll do this, sleep overnight. Then we're going to pack up. I'll be home while I'm gone, yada, yada, yada. You can send them metal postcards, talk to them while you're gone. But just, you know, explain to them where they're going. Tell them it's their Mother's Day gift to you. They'll be delighted. And then we'll let Dr. Nils fix them up and tune them up so that they can receive all this in balance. That sound like a plan, Dr. Nils?
Yes, I'm getting them tuned up right now. So they'll be all ready and available mentally and physically to accept all that goodness that's coming through.
All right. And then Linda gets to do all that for Sue.
All right.
All right, Linda, you're in charge.
Okay. Well, good to talk to you again, Sue. Let's just have you think about a beautiful blue sky. You're just thinking the sky is blue. So I'm going to have you think about what you're going to be doing on your mini vacation. Just let that come into your mind. In whatever way it's coming in, just the things that you'll be doing. You know, if it's images, great. If it's how you feel, whatever it is, just let it all in. You're on this mini vacation.
Okay.
And then setting that aside, I'm going to have you focus on the feeling of trust. Trust and the number three. And this energy of trust is resonating right now in the solar plexus area of the body, which means that we can really benefit from feeling confident along with trusting. So we're just thinking trust, three. Your eyes are closed and looking at the left side of your forehead. And you're going to do some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think trust, three.
All right, Sue, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes over to the left side of your forehead, doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking trust, three, trust, three, trust, three.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Sue. And with your eyes open, look down toward the earth and then let your head rise. And then go back to thinking about this mini vacation, what you'll be doing. And that is complete. And I'm just finding the affirmation. I embrace the feeling of trust. So just think, I embrace the feeling of trust. And as you do that, feel how it feels to trust. Do that often, and you're going to have a great vacation.
That sounds perfect for her vacation, Linda. How a great session. Dr. Nils, did you come up with anything with Joy and Zoe?
They just both needed a general tune-up, and it wasn't very extensive or anything. Well, I mean, you know, getting a monthly tune-up seems to be working pretty well for them. So anyway, they got their tune-ups.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right, Sue. Thank you. You get off the phone and you rave to those kids and you tell them how wonderful it is that they got you this fabulous Mother's Day vacation. Tell them all about it, and then remember that I trust, except I embrace the feeling of trust is what you're doing for your affirmation. And you have a fabulous time. And then we want to hear all about it next month or before.
Thank you.
All righty. God bless. Have a great time. Happy Mother's Day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. All right. We had some good calls and stuff, and now it looks like hopefully I can cram everything we need to do in this last half hour. So let's see. So I don't forget it because there's new stuff. Before we take care of advertisers for the last time, I'm going to work in some current events. Then after that, we'll take care of our advertisers, and then we'll come back and let's cruise Dr. Nils' newsletter and affirmation for the month. And then how about, if timing works out here, Linda can do our Mother's Day tune-up for us. Does that sound like a plan?
Sure.
I think so. Okay, let's do current events. This truly is entertainment. This is going on at the Northwest Stream Center. Great program going on next Saturday, the 17th. It's at 1 p.m. and it's Spring Hikes in Snohomish County with Ken Wilcox. So if you're interested in learning all about the fabulous spring hikes and stuff, there's a great write-up and photos and all kinds of stuff on current events. If you go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World, look at current events, or go to streamkeeper.org because it looks like it's going to be really, really great class. All righty, let's see. Just so you know, the 2025 annual Furball auction and dinner for Homeward Pet, ticket sales has ended. And as with the annual Tuxes and Tails event with Seattle Humane, that is also sold out. They do have summer shelter pro camp and animal adventure camps going on this summer at Seattle Humane. I don't know if there are any openings left. You will need to check it out. Now, here comes all the new stuff. Ooh, and this sounds like fun. How about, this is Meow, Cat Rescue's annual Fine Wines and Felines 2025. They're calling it Furry Tales Celebrating Storybook Endings. There's an online auction June 9th through June 22nd, and then the in-person dinner and auction program is Saturday, June 21st at 5:30, and that's at the Bothell campus of UW. Okay, now here's a couple events coming up in Snohomish County. And about Saturday, June 7th, mark your calendars for Poochella. Poochella will be at Asbury Field in Marysville. It's a free dog-friendly event hosted by the city of Marysville. And there'll be a costume contest, trick demonstrations, small dog races, and all kinds of fun stuff. So Poochella, Saturday, June 7th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Asbury Field in Marysville. And a bark in the park coming up at Funko Field in Everett on Tuesday, June 10th. That's the one that Nathan and Abby and me and Robbie and Stacy and the Frenchies that, you know, Stacy didn't join us last year, but she did the year before. But, you know, Nathan's parents and his dog Abby moved back to Tennessee. So I don't know that there's going to be a bark in the park unless Nathan wants to come dogless with just me and Robbie. But we'll have to find out when he's not being Bigfoot. But anyway, there is a bark in the park coming up for up in Everett, the Aqua Sox sort of thing. So anyway, there we go. And look at that. Perfect timing. Finished up current events just to be right in time to do advertising so David can't use that stomp around button. Okay, here we go. We are going to take care of our advertisers, the most important part of the show. So listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. Stay right where you are. We're going to come back and get the lowdown on Dr. Nell's newsletter for the month. And guess what? He's got another affirmation to add to our pile. And it's a good one this month, too. Of course, they are always good ones. But anyway, we'll find out all about that. And then Linda's going to fix this all up for Mother's Day with a special session for all of us. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show. from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down our Mother's Day edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Let's see, and we once again heard from our wonderful Nels Rasmussen and Healing Ministry for Animals.com is how you get a hold of him. Go to the website, click on the contact link. He always does a free telephone evaluation, too. If you want to talk to him about working with you and your animal friends off the air, he'll be happy to talk to you for free. Just fill out the contact link and tell him you want to talk, or fill out the contact link, tell him you want to join the private membership group. It's only 10 bucks for a lifetime. And then you get to do the free Zoom classes. And there's one Wednesday evening, 7 o'clock. You can learn how to do the Rasmussen Reset. He actually teaches you and makes sure you're doing it right on your animal friends. It's a very cool class, and I really, really want to be there, and I'm not sure I can give up my spiritual class to be there. I'm in a dilemma right now, but sooner or later I'm joining it. But I would take that class every time he does it if I could, and I've taken it before, hopefully again. So check that out, healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link. And if you do something, well, let's see. If you've got a dog with serious problems, or not so serious problems, but you need help, that's what I do as a behavior therapist and trainer. And you heard from Charlene and Scott today, even with these horrendous, the most horrific cases I'm seeing with these dogs, we're getting things turned around right away. It's only been a week since I've seen them. No attacks. No attacks. They're doing really good. Getting them off of Prozac, getting them off of Apoquil. And all. Anyway, I'm just delighted. So anyway, I would love to help you or anyone you know that has problems. Give my phone number to anybody who has problems with dogs, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. Then remember, our sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available at the Whispering Dragon Centers in her home in Shoreline now. Great parking, easy access. She can work with you in person at the Whispering Dragon Center, which is what I recommend because it's so phenomenal to have a healing session there with the chimes and the gongs and acutonic forks. And I find it that so much more powerful than acupuncture. But if you want the needles, she can do that too. And her gentle chiropractic is phenomenal. The things that the acutonics can help you with: headaches, fatigue, structural discomfort, sleep issues, digestive issues, PMS, menopause, sinus issues, stress and anxiety. Woo! Sign me up. Oh, I'm already signed up. Anyway, she can help you a lot. Whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty. I think we are caught up now, Dr. Nels. We can talk about your wonderful newsletter. That now this goes out, right? In order to get your newsletter, you have to be a member of your private membership group,
right?
Correct?
Got to join my membership, and then you get access. You get the newsletter. I put you on the mailer for that. And this is no boilerplate newsletter. This is the real thing, guys. We work hard to make this valuable to you. So, yes, it's a wonderful part of membership is to get this newsletter.
All right. And so it always starts out, there's all kinds of great information. We, of course, don't have time to go through everything. But in it, there's, of course, the video of the month, which is usually off of your maybe YouTube channel.
Right.
Where you have the before and afters. So this one's a kitty video this month.
Yes, and she was amazing. Let's just say that she was not doing well, not eating, chronic ear infections, and now she's jumping up on top of the fridge and eating her brother's food that he didn't finish for breakfast. So,
oh, how fun! Then yeah. We got a testimonial for it looks like from Charlie about Charlie Kitty.
Yes.
And then you do. Then I think is it your wife Martha that's writing the From Heart. Our Hearts to Yours column,
yes,
for the newsletter?
Yes, she's the author of From Our Hearts to Yours, and generally stories, it's like little mini memoirs about different animals we have known or she has known in her lifetime. So, yeah, always fun and sometimes tear-jerking.
Yeah, yeah. So really great. And then there's for this month, the 1 hour free webinar for members only on how to reset your animal friends. That's this Wednesday at 7. And we know that all you have to do is join the group, but you better get on it and go to healingministryforanimals.com and click on the contact link and tell Dr. Nels you want to join up because you're running out of time. And I think you limit the amount of members.
Generally, I like to keep it around a dozen so we have time to get to everybody to make sure they're doing the reset properly.
And then, of course, he talks about being here, but you know he's here because if you're here, you know he's here. All right. And then, I forgot you posted a photograph of this month's affirmation, but this has to be an actual real photo. Is this of your pond?
This is in my pond, yes.
Your two pairs of Canadian geese and how cute, little goslings in the water with them. So
yeah,
these are your geese
goslings.
Families?
These goslings are so cute. They're about 2-3 days old in this picture. They're much bigger now. they still have the little fuzziness to them, but they're starting to get feathers.
Cute.
Two couples. The second couple at the bottom of that picture, they're now setting on a nest as well. So we'll have more goslings at the end of the month.
Wow. All right. And then you've got a little The Wisdom of Pooh, which you will have to read here. And then we get to our affirmation of the month for May. Do you want to talk about the affirmation?
There's a lot of great Pooh quotes out there. And one that a lot of people have heard is the statement that Pooh makes, you're braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. And it's cleverly written, of course, but you can make that into an affirmation. So the way I introduce the affirmation is, Pooh says, I think that will make a good affirmation of the month, said Pooh to Piglet. I'll rewrite it, and then you say it quietly to yourself 20 times while I eat some of your honey.
A great photo here.
And
a
the
dog
affirmation,
in a Pooh suit.
Yeah, the dachshund in a Pooh suit is pretty great. The affirmation is, I am braver than I believe, stronger than I seem, and smarter than I think.
Now, do you recommend to do the affirmations the same way, repeat it 3 times, and then cross your hands over your heart with, I trust, I trust, I trust?
That's as good a way as any. Anytime you can, especially if anything about this affirmation resonates with you, then I would recommend just doing it frequently, and particularly when you climb into bed and you're laying down. Just remind yourself of this affirmation several times over. Yes, 3 at least.
Here we go. I am braver than I believe, stronger than I seem, and smarter than I think. So there you go. That is Dr. Nell's affirmation for May. And I think that's going to leave us just enough time. Linda, you talked about doing a little... Mother's Day, I don't know what we'd say, healing or balancing or clearing or whatever we would call it for all of us. But it's time to do that. So you get to be in charge again.
Well, I would just invite anyone who would like to be either solidly standing or sitting or lying down and just bring your awareness to your own body. Take in a nice deep breath all the way into the abdomen so you're just getting some really nice air, and then exhale that, feeling how good it feels to do that, letting the body relax. And then I'm just going to have everyone start out thinking the word mother, mother. And then we're going to just let ourselves shift into the word reliable, reliable. And we're going to have our eyes closed, just looking directly ahead, straight ahead. And we're going to take just some very slow breaths in and out for a bit, thinking reliable. And the number 9, reliable 9. And then we're going to just take the next breath, and we're going to exhale down into the earth, or if you're lying down, just down through your feet, exhale. And then take another nice deep breath in and feel just a delightful energy, and we are complete. And if you want to affirm that, I am reliable.
Ooh, that was wonderful. And I feel especially connected. I have, of course, I'm sitting in my office in front of my computer, and right next to my computer, I have a picture of my mom. Her name is Rosemary. So it's a picture of her in the backyard. She's holding a bouquet of yellow roses she just cut from the bush that my dad planted for her. So she has an arm full of yellow roses. And then I have it on the background. The frame is a picture, and it says at the bottom, it's a drawing of Rosemary, the herb, and it says Rosemary at the bottom. But anyway, so that's the picture that's right next to me. And so I got to tune in, and thank you, Linda, for that. And happy Mother's Day, Mom. And to all you moms out there. I don't know. Linda, are you doing anything special for Mother's Day?
Every day is special for me, Martha.
Oh, that's a good answer. Oh, that's a really good answer. What about Nels? Are you doing anything special with your Martha today?
Well, you know what? What we did, since I was going to be on this radio show for, 3 hours, decided, hey, let's just do Mother's Day a day early.
Oh.
So Martha and I hopped in the Subaru and zoomed over the mountains to Montana.
Oh, wow. How long does it take you to drive to Montana from where you are?
Well, to get to the border takes about 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
And then we drove for another about an hour to get to the restaurant I discovered over in Stevensville called the Frontier Cafe. And Martha and I have been on this journey of about 3 or 4 decades now, where we drop into restaurants and have chicken fried steak, usually with eggs. And we evaluate, how does this compare to others in the past and all that? So it's this one thing that we do is we check those out. And what's so cool about their chicken fried steak is most chicken fried steak is, I think they're made with pork cutlets.
Oh, really?
The meat is always very, very white. And they're usually really thin and crispy. And we like that. That's fine. And so we're always evaluating how crispy it was. Was it cooked just right? And how about the hash browns? Were they crispy? And this time, completely different discussion, because they use flank steak. They run through their press. These are grown by a relative over there in Montana. And it is beef. It is dark. It is rich. It's so rich, it almost tastes like liver. It's so rich.
So was that good? Did you like that?
It's good. I loved it. Totally. I told them.
Well, so did it ruin you for chicken fried steak every place else? You'll have to go back to this place all the time now?
Well, this is the third time I've had their chicken fried
steak. Oh, okay. So you're already doing that.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm pretty well stuck on it now.
Well, I'm glad you had a chance to do that yesterday. So golly, we are just about out of time, but, I'm so glad. Thank you, all of you, for spending part of your Mother's Day with us here on Animal World. You're what makes this show special, and especially, Linda Rasmussen. Thank you so much for our Mother's Day, tune up, and Dr. Nils, for everything, you're doing, and your great affirmation and newsletter, all that good stuff. And make sure you guys tune in to Dr. Nils, healingministryforanimals.com. If you want to join, the group and the free reset class this Wednesday. Otherwise, next week it is, behavior training and healing, with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal, readings with Natasha. I hope you can join us and plan to call in with questions for either of us or a reading with Natasha. Otherwise, you got to remember that Nathan is down there stomping around as Bigfoot. So if you're down at the Mariners, go by the Beard Garden and say, hey, first pitch is at 1:10. And we all need to be rooting for the Mariners, because, it would be so disappointing for Nathan when he finally gets to see a game in person if they lost. That just can't happen. So we all have to help the Mariners win so Nathan can have a fabulous day off being Bigfoot. Alrighty then, David Brown, thank you so much for being with us and doing such a fabulous job. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Dr. Nels. And thank you, everybody, and happy Mother's Day. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. I'll talk to you again next week, and happy Mother's Day.